I want to not ride the bus to school every day, but that would be a waste of a really big want. It'll take care of itself eventually. Until then, I put up with it. Like today. So what do I want? I want a copy of Giant Size X-Men number 1 in mint condition. I would settle for near mint, I guess, which would definitely be cheaper, but I'd really like to be able to say that my copy is pretty much perfect. On eBay, a mint copy starts at least $800, which is way more than I can afford. But maybe once I get my driver's license, I can get a job after school and put together the money. Sounds crazy, I know. Some ancient comic book from the 1970s. But it's important. I also want a new computer. Multiprocessor, maxed out memory slots, wireless, everything. When my parents got divorced, my mom got custody of me, and I got custody of the old Pentium clone that used to sit in the den at our old house. Thanks to the very best in Microsoft Intel engineering, it crashes every time you exhale too hard in its general vicinity. It's tough to accomplish the kinds of things I want to accomplish with that going on. I want flash animation, video editing. Heck, I just want to be able to use Photoshop or Illustrator for 10 minutes without rebooting. Thinking about a pristine, giant-size X-Men number 1 and a humming new computer usually gets me through the bus ride to school. Today's an exception. Today, I don't need to spin fantasies because a living, breathing fantasy has just gotten on board. Dina Jurgens, who manages to make climbing the steps to the bus look like something that crazy parents' groups boycott. It's a good day when a goddess gets on the school bus with you. In my 2 years suffering as this particular school bus stutters over potholes and gravel, winding its way through the back roads of Brookdale, Dina has only ridden a handful of times. She's a senior, 2 years older than I am, but she looks like she could have stepped off a runway somewhere. Blonde hair, bright green eyes, soft and puffy lips, and a body that's pure torture. There are plenty of hotties at Southbrook High, but Dina's a cut above and beyond. Of all the things I hate about Southbrook, the fact that she's graduating in a few months is at the top of the list. How am I supposed to go through junior and senior years without catching glimpses of her in the hall? Dina checks out the seating situation, scanning the back seats, which are packed. The bus driver, a wheezing, leather-faced troll appropriately named Mr. Dull, closes the door and hits the gas, jerking Dina forward a little. She flips her hair out of her eyes, then rolls them at Mr. Dull's temerity. She heads for the first empty seat, which happens to be, well, next to me. I try to play it cool, but let's be honest. That's tough to do in the presence of a goddess. I go with my first instinct, which is to try to dip my hand into my pocket for the safety totem I keep there. I always feel calmer when I touch it. But it's awkward getting a hand into your pocket when you're sitting down, doubly so when there's someone right next to you. My elbow brushes her side, and she looks at me like I planned it. Hey. Sorry, I mumble. I feel like I should explain that I wasn't trying to touch her, but she's already looking away. What happened, Dina? Sounds like Kayla Meyer. A junior, one who hasn't gotten a car yet. One who apparently ranks as worthy on the Dina Jurgens scale because her older brother is Steve Meyer, who I think dated Dina's older sister or something like that. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to stuff like that. My car wouldn't start this morning. Bummer. Yeah, I told my dad that it has to be ready by the weekend because I tune it out and keep my head down so that no one will bother me. But being so close to Dina rattles me. I keep wanting to turn and stare, but even I know that that's not cool. so I settle for cutting my eyes left as often as I can. I get flashes of skirt and leg and the shadow of what could be a breast, but I'm not sure, and I don't want to risk looking for longer than like a tenth of a second. So it's sort of like dumping the pieces of a puzzle out on the floor, looking at them, and then trying to put it all together in your head with your eyes closed. So close. So far.